Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Suspect in court after fatal shooting in southwest Wichita. We have the story.
Two teens injured in a shooting in northeast Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Another U.S. boat strike in international waters. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
And police are investigating after those two teens were shot in northeast Wichita.
It happened shortly after midnight Monday morning at the Landing at Woodlawn Tower Apartments near 21st and Woodlawn. Two boys, ages 16 and 17, were hospitalized with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they're investigating what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information is urged to call police at 316-268-4407 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two teenagers involved with this, a man accused of shooting and killing a teen in southwest Wichita last week, appearing in Sedgwick County District Court yesterday. 18-year-old Elijah Sinova is charged with unintentional but reckless second-degree murder in the death of 18-year-old Blaze Arrington. Police say the shooting took place on December 23rd in the 3600 block of South Eisenhower Court near 35th South and Hoover in the basement of a home. Arrington died in a hospital on Saturday.
Police investigated at least three shootings over the Christmas weekend in Wichita, with one man killed. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I just want to keep reminding one another how fragile life is, and that if you have the opportunity to mentor a young person, think about doing that in the new year. We need more mentors in our school system. We need more mentors in our communities. We need to wrap around these young people that need guidance.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen's Head of the Morning show here on KNSS.
The latest United States boat strike in international waters, ordered by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, is reported by military officials.
The U.S. Southern Command, in a post on X, shared details of what it called a lethal kinetic strike, the term meaning direct use of artillery to destroy a target. As part of Operation Southern Spear, the vessel, according to intelligence received, was identified and spotted traveling along a known Eastern Pacific narco-terrorism route. According to Southern Command, two men were killed in the strike. No military personnel were hurt. According to the Trump administration, this strike is the 30th such action in Caribbean and Eastern Pacific waters, killing more than 100 people. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump hosted Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Trump's summer home Monday. The two leaders discussed phase two of a ceasefire with Hamas and how to respond to Iran's nuclear program. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Ahead of their meeting, President Trump was asked if he would support Israeli strikes on Iran's ballistic missile or nuclear programs. Here's how he responded.
If they will continue with the missiles, yes, the nuclear, fast.
The Trump administration wants to move forward with the reconstruction of Gaza after all 20 living Israeli hostages were released over 2 months ago. Israel says it will move forward only after Hamas disarms, a point echoed by President Trump.
They agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Netanyahu's visit comes one day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Mar-a-Lago.
The president also said he and Netanyahu needed to come to an agreement on Israeli settlement of the West Bank. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
How is the post-surgery knee recovery going for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes? Well, we'll hear some thoughts from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid coming up in sports.
2025 was one of the three hottest years on record. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Tuesday morning. A rollover crash Friday in southwest Wichita left one person seriously injured and two people dead, including Joshua Blick, owner of Automobilia, the largest car show in Kansas. Blick used that car show to raise funds and help people in need. Friends and organizations are mourning Blick while working to keep his legacy and positive impact in the community alive.
President Trump is threatening to sue the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Complaining of cost overruns for renovations of the Federal Reserve's D.C. headquarters, President Trump says he'll probably sue Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for gross incompetence.
The guy's just incompetent. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. He's just a very incompetent man.
The president has been fiercely critical of Powell's leadership of the Fed, describing him as too late to lower interest rates. President Trump has also complained about the cost of renovations at the central bank's headquarters. Powell's term ends in May. President Trump says he'll likely announce a successor in early January. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two airliners nearly collided while taking off from Houston's Bush International Airport.
The FAA says a Volaris Airlines flight bound for El Salvador made an unauthorized right turn into the path of a Jackson, Mississippi-bound flight. The FAA says air traffic control told the Volaris flight to turn left after departure, but instead it turned right towards the commute air flight, which had departed from a parallel runway. Volaris is deferring comments to the FAA. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
This has been one of the three hottest years on record. Many scientists say it's climate change.
An analysis from World Weather Attribution researchers finds 2025 was the first time the three-year temperature average broke through the threshold set in the 2015 Paris Agreement, limiting warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists identified 157 extreme weather events as most severe this year, meaning they met criteria such as causing more than 100 deaths, affecting more than half of an area's population, or having a state of emergency declared. That includes dangerous heat waves, prolonged drought causing wildfires, and torrential rains and flooding. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The traffic volume's declining out there. We're actually looking at pretty good conditions on the roadways here in the Wichita area right now. Not really seeing too many problems. We do still have a stalled out vehicle, so watch for a slowdown. This is eastbound on Kellogg, right around Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Armstrong's from Team 12. It's another cold start to the day with wake-up temperatures in the teens and feel like temperatures in the single digits. But later today, we will be warming up, a high of 52 degrees with those sunny to mostly sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later tonight, temperatures drop to about 26 degrees with those mostly clear skies. Heading into your New Year's Eve, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then as we head into New Year's Day, temperatures take a slight dip into those upper 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen White.
Now a few clouds, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 now, Stephen 10 in the morning, and today is a Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. And if you listen to KNSS, you know that our good friend Dan O'Neill is part of the morning show with his updates nearly every day. And also, he's anchoring our news at night. We're here at KNSS, and Dan is going to retire after tomorrow. He's going to leave the business after. Dan's with us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Welcome, quitters.
There you go. How many years have you been in the business now, Dan?
40. Well, let's see here. Got to carry the two. 48 and a half years.
Really? Wow. So, when did you start? When and where did you start in radio, Dan?
Back in the day, my first job was in April of 1977, and I was hired at a little rock and roll station that I grew up listening to in Lincoln, Nebraska. In fact, they hired me twice, and it's kind of bittersweet that I found out just a little while ago that their signal went dark. But that's too inside radio. It just was one of those things that you got to grow up and listen to the station and then actually get to work on it, and that was just a wonderful experience for a young broadcaster.
Yeah, that is exciting. So then you got I know you're from Nebraska, then you got down into Kansas. Was Salina your next stop?
Intermittently. I mean, I was kind of like the old TV series WKRP. I was up and down the dial, but yeah, I was in Salina, and then eventually this program director at KBRA. I, kind of a tall guy, dark thick hair. I can't remember exactly his name, but he ended up hiring me in Wichita. So, that kind of sealed the deal there.
Well, you were one of about four people we hired down here. I know Jim Hawley, the astronaut's brother, came down to do sports at KFH, and you came down at KBRA, the sister station. Also, Michael Dean came down to be our news director. So we kind of drained the KSAL staff here, brought them all down here. But listen, how long have you been now here with us at KNSS, Dan?
Let's see here. You're asking me all these math questions. that's over 10 years now.
Over 10, okay. And after KBRA, where'd you go after that then? Let's backtrack a little bit.
Well, here in Wichita, I started at KBRA, KFH.
Yeah.
And you were the actual program director that hired me back then. And, how soon we forget. And I bounced around. I guess the easiest thing is to say what station haven't I worked on in Wichita, because I was at KXLK, which is now The Buzz.
Yep, that's where we were, yeah.
So. And I did a fun morning show with Tracy Garrett on KFH back in the early 90s.
Sure.
That was a fun time. We got to do a lot of fun things there on stereo AM, no less.
Whoa.
And, there's an inside radio thing that not many people will remember, but it was real. And eventually I wound up, doing news and worked at KFDI for a while with Dan Dillon. And that was a wonderful experience. And then Tony hired me to come to KNSS again. So,
well, I'm glad we finally got you situated someplace where you can stay for a while, for crying out loud.
I invested heavily in inflatable furniture those days.
So when did you start helping Santa Claus out at Christmas time? How long ago was that?
Oh, that was back working at another radio group, Clear Channel, and I ended up doing a parade in, what was it, 2010 or something like that, 2011.
Yeah.
And we were actually doing a promotion that had this doing something at Century 2. And we broke up the day. We had three guys and one Santa suit. And I was the number two guy in the Santa suit.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And I'm really glad I wasn't guy number three.
That
beard started getting a little rank when I was number two. So I decided, you know, if I do this again, I'm not going to do a rented beard.
Yeah, right.
And so that was kind of the beginnings of all that.
Well, Dan, we're going to have a little doings this afternoon later on, and get to honor you for your service here, and some of your friends will come by and will say hi to us. And we just want to, Ted and I especially want to say thank you for all that you've done for us and with us. Our morning show has won the best newscast from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, I think ten times maybe. And you've been a part of almost every one of those newscasts. So, hey, thanks for all you do. Thanks for your good talent, because you've done a great job and we appreciate your contribution.
Well, you're very welcome. I mean, I'm going to be spending some time just kind of chilling. I've got a 2.5-year-old grandson that we'll spend some time with. Probably end up doing some volunteer work as we, you know, continue our association with the Medical Loan Closet, Santa, all that fun stuff. And when it comes to streaming old TV shows, I mean, it's incredible. You can did you know that season one, episode one of NCIS took place in Wichita? I mean, you learn all the greatest things in the world, just streaming video. But
you've always been a kind of a font of amazing facts, Dan.
Yeah, I think I'll probably end up on a game show and see if I can, you know, pad my retirement funding.
Yeah, it could be called Who Cares? Listen, thanks.
Hey, just remember, Ted, if you ever need anything, I'm only 4 missed calls and 12 ignored instant messages away. I'm there.
That's good to know.
You're a heck of a communicator, Dan. Thank you, sir. And we'll see y'all a little later on today. Dan O'Neill, who's retiring after tomorrow, and I'll be retiring after.
Yeah.
Ted Woodward, you ready to do some sports this morning?
Yeah. I hope I'm still here after the new year.
Okay. Earn your keep.
All right. Hey, we got, tonight is the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly edition, hosted by Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs get ready for their final game of the season at Las Vegas against the Raiders on Sunday afternoon. So we'll talk about that. And another thing to talk about, too, is how are things going with Patrick Mahomes,
after
his knee surgery, and some thoughts on that from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
He's around, so he's in the building and working, doing his rehab, and spending a lot of hours doing it. He's really attacked that, and will continue to do that. So, he's around and sees the guys and. But most of his time is being spent rehabbing.
Does he make this trip to Vegas, or will he stay back?
Yeah, probably not. Not this soon, no.
All right. So we got that coming up. Mitch Holtis, the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Speaking of Mitch, we have a minute with Mitch coming up right after our sportscast with a preview. And usually we have Mitch on Fridays to preview the Chiefs game on Sunday. But we do not have a show on Friday. We will have Mitch live with us tomorrow morning on your final show, Steve. So make sure you are here within the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. It should be fantastic stuff with Mitch. That'll be tomorrow morning on Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. Our live weekly segment with Mitch Holtis. College women's basketball tonight. Wichita State opens up American Conference play at Tulsa on the road. It's not been a good thing for the Shocker ladies. They have lost 13 straight games away from Wichita. They need to figure that out. Maybe tonight's a good place to start. Pat Strothman will have live coverage of the Shocker women at 6:15 tonight. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Toronto Raptors win on home court, beat the Orlando Magic. Barely, 107-106. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk, Ochai Agbaji, with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick, another Kansas Jayhawk. He scored 15 points in 15 minutes off the bench.
Wow, that's pretty efficient. In the hole.
No kidding. The Raptors, back-to-back wins. They are in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference. Happy birthday today to a pretty good player that came here through Wichita in baseball. Former Wichita Wranglers outfielder Kevin Long is 59 today. Played for the Wranglers a couple years in the mid-90s, but has made his mark in the big leagues as a hitting coach. He has 2 World Series rings with 2 different teams. Hitting coach for the 2009 New York Yankees. 10 years later, hitting coach for the 2019 Washington Nationals.
Well.
2 World Series rings. He's currently the hitting coach for the Philadelphia Phillies. A really good team. Kevin Long, former Wranglers outfielder. It's his birthday. He's 59 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, while everyone's in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas that everyone will love. Man, that makes Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says people are moving because of their taxes. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. We are just a few minutes away from the delightful segment known as The Blur with Ted Woodward. It's entertainment news. What's going on in The Blur today, Ted?
Authors, movies, actors, musicians, and some pretty good riff on the incredible knowledge that can be gained by being on TikTok.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy this episode of The Blur coming up in just a few minutes.
An incredible cornucopia of entertainment information.
Oh, yeah.
The Blur. All right, three big things. Another U.S. boat strike kills 2 alleged drug runners in international waters. 107 have been killed since September. Police are investigating the shooting of 2 teens in northeast Wichita. 18-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of another 18-year-old in southwest Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volume's getting thinner here in the Wichita area. Still have a little bit of a slowdown in that road construction, though. This is on that narrow ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 50 degrees and now few clouds and 16 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A 9-hour standoff has ended with 1 man in custody at Goodland. That story and more news on the half hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 16 degrees KNSS on this Tuesday morning. A 9-hour standoff has ended with 1 man in custody at Goodland. The standoff began Sunday night after Highway Patrol troopers responded to an unknown situation at a home in the area of 4th and Caldwell. Officers learned that a male suspect attempted to stab a woman with a knife, causing cuts to her hand. She was able to leave the residence and go to a hospital. Police say suspect was taken into custody just before 7:30 Monday morning. Mayor Lily Wu says Wichita has received really good accolades this year. Wu tells KNSS News Wichita has been recognized for its quality health care.
Back in the second quarter of the year, Wichita was named the best city in America for veterans health care. So that's a credit to the VA hospital, but also the healthcare system here in our community. And I'm really grateful to all the physicians, nurses, and anyone who works in healthcare.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A sheriff in San Antonio, Texas is asking for the public's help to find a missing 19-year-old woman.
19-year-old Camila Mendoza Olson was last seen December 24th outside her family's home in San Antonio. Over the weekend, someone who drove near the home caught dash cam video of a girl walking who matched her description.
Folks from the community, if you've got any surveillance camera video, or if you've got a surveillance camera that maybe you haven't had an opportunity to check up until this point, please make it a point to look.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar said they checked with Homeland Security to see if she'd crossed the border or got on a flight, but she remains missing.
We do have, unfortunately, some indications of suicidal ideations from this young lady in the past. We do know that there was some depression issues in the past.
She left her phone at home, and her family believes she left the house barefoot. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Trump says the U.S. will strike Iran again if its nuclear weapons program is rebuilt.
There's evidence, President Trump says, that Iran may be behaving badly.
It hasn't been confirmed, but if it's confirmed, look, they know the consequences. You know, consequences will be very powerful.
The president says if Iran attempts to restart its nuclear weapons program, he'd order additional U.S. strikes on the country.
I hope they're not doing it because we don't want to waste the fuel on a B-2. It's a 37-hour trip both ways. I don't want to waste a lot of fuel.
President Trump says he has opened the diplomatic talks with Iran to reach a deal on its nuclear program. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida woman faces a first-degree murder charge after she allegedly killed her Parkinson's-stricken mom after she was denied a medically assisted suicide.
Police say 66-year-old Martha Jo Blake told Palm Beach County deputies she suffocated her ailing 97-year-old mother after a doctor denied their request to assist in her demise. Deputies say Patricia Blake was found dead in her home in Palm Beach. They say an autopsy confirmed she'd been suffocated and suffered a broken neck as well. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's another cold start to the day with wake-up temperatures in the teens and feel like temperatures in the single digits. But later today, we will be warming up, a high of 52 degrees with those sunny to mostly sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Later tonight, temperatures drop to about 26 degrees with those mostly clear skies. Heading into your New Year's Eve, mostly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then as we head into New Year's Day, temperatures take a slight dip into those upper 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now a few clouds, 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 836, Steve at 10 in the morning, right here. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
18-year-old man charged in the fatal shooting of another 18-year-old in southwest Wichita.
Two.
Police are investigating the shooting of two teens in northeast Wichita.
One.
Another U.S. boat strike kills two alleged drug runners in international waters. 107 have been killed since September. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, things are looking fairly good at the moment, not really seeing too many problems. Just remember, we have a stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on Kellogg, and it is right around Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 50 degrees. Now a few clouds. 16 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street. The Dow is down 18 points right now. The S&P is up by almost 2.5, and the NASDAQ is trading up by a little over 8 points. Good news from Textron Aviation Defense. The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Steve, yeah, Textron Aviation Defense continues to grow its portfolio and has made a deal to sell pilot training aircraft to the Japanese military, finalizing its first contract to deliver Beechcraft T-6JP Texan II aircraft. The Wichita subsidiary of Textron, Inc. agreed to deliver two of the aircraft to Japan's Air Self-Defense Force in 2029, and it will include pilot training materials. The deal was made with Japan's Kanamatsu Corporation, which has a long partnership with Textron Aviation. Financial terms not disclosed. Florida-based energy company NextEra has already acquired a 132,000-square-foot warehouse in South Wichita, and now the company is expanding its presence in Sumner County with a battery energy storage system and a solar complex near US 160 in Oxford. The $190 million investment will take up to a year to construct, with an initial 150 megawatts as the byproduct, with an eventual 300 megawatts that could be enough to power thousands of homes. Battery storage systems can help strengthen electric grid reliability with backup power and quick responses to changes in demand. NextEra already operates a wind farm in the county. And while the state's $2.8 billion in STAR funds...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It will provide for the Kansas City Chiefs' new Dome Stadium is a record. Another record has come from it: Google searches. Online search interest in the term Star Bonds last week soared to a record high compared with any point since 2004, which is as far back as Google Trends goes. Searches for what Star Bonds are and are all about were most prevalent in the Kansas City area, of course, but also strong in Topeka and the Wichita area. With the Chiefs Stadium, 70% of the stadium will be repaid with incremental sales taxes over 30 years in an area of Wyandotte and Johnson counties that spans about 293 square miles. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, what are the chances I could get some of them Star Bonds for my house, my home? What do you think?
That would be a very small Star Bonds district, but if you can make the request, I think the Department of Commerce would listen to
you. We can have a yard sale and collect some income, some sales tax there, and pay it all off. I'm thinking about putting in a pool and a sauna and who knows what else, huh? Star Bonds.
Well, I hope you'll break the story in the Business Journal.
I certainly will, I promise. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. Coming up on KNSS, we have the Glenn Beck program, as always. And our news at the top of the hour, two more dead after another U.S. boat strike in the Pacific. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. We'll be back tomorrow morning, my last show on the radio.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.